may be seated. People of God and viewers all over the world, welcome to the Synagogue Church of All Nations in Jesus' name. I would like to welcome you once again in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for taking your time to join us in today's service, and thank you all for your prayers and support. Remember, your prayer really counts. My name is Cindy. I'm an evangelist here under the mentorship of my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua. What a wonderful grace. You know, I am here bringing to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that challenges and changes everything. So I am here to challenge you. Are you ready for the challenge? Are you ready for the challenge? Yes, Prophet T.B. Joshua says that life is not fun and games. Life is not a playground or a bonding meeting, but it is a battlefield where only serious-minded people will be victorious. Are you one of them? Are you one of them? Yes, so get ready for the challenge. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 22, that Adam was freely communicating with God in the Garden of Eden. Look at the kind of relationship that Adam had with God. Adam brainstormed with God, and he received a direct assignment from God Almighty to name all the living creatures here on earth. And those are the names that we call them today. We are made to understand that Christianity is not a religion, but it is all about our love relationship with God. Brethren, when we talk about love, love cannot exist without a relationship, because love can only be manifested when there's an object to be loved. And this our God wanted this love relationship. That is why God created Adam. But Adam was lonely, so God created Eve. And this is the golden thread that links creation. You know, before Adam, there was no sin or death at all in this world. But the moment Adam disobeyed God, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, that sin and death entered the world with their evil companions, such as hatred, jealousy, poverty, loneliness, rejection, offense, retaliation, resentment, and many more. Adam could no longer function the way God had created him. Adam failed to play his role, and his relationship with God suffered a great setback. Brethren, from here, from this story, we can understand that this relationship we're talking about is very, very important, in the sense that if you want to have a great blessing, you must first of all have a great love relationship with God. If you want to have a strong marital relationship in your home, you must first of all have a strong love relationship with God. If you want to have a mighty breakthrough, you must first of all have a mighty relationship with God, because it all began with love. Satan knows this very well. That is why one of the greatest things that Satan aims at in tempting God's people, in tempting you and I, is to overthrow our relationship with God. Satan wants to take you out from the love of God. But always remember, we Christians, we children of God, no matter what happens to you, no matter what comes our way, there is nothing ugly enough, there is nothing heinous enough, there is nothing dark enough or deep enough that can stop God from loving you, because His love for you remains forever. Amen. His love for you remains forever. But listen to this: failure to walk in love can almost shut down our spiritual life. And this is one of the greatest challenges that we face in our day-to-day life. And this will lead us to the topic of today's challenge, the love challenge. Someone say, the love challenge. Once again, I can't hear you. Someone say, the love challenge. You're not powerful enough. Are you not excited? You know, when we talk about challenge, there is something beyond it, you know. Someone say, the love challenge. Yes, viewers all over the world, anywhere you are, join us in this challenge and be blessed as you do so in Jesus' name. Yes, people of God, turn your Bible quickly with me to the book of John chapter 15. Turn your Bible with me to the book of John chapter 15. I will start my reading from verse 9. We'll read through verse 12. Are you there? As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy will be in you and that your joy may be complete. Verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Praise the Lord. When we talk about relationship, the success of any relationship depends on both parties. One person, one party cannot make a relationship. The success of any relationship depends on both parties. Just as our Bible has said it, that Jesus Christ has played his role by paying the price for the salvation, blessing, healing, and deliverance that you are here for today, that you are seeking today. Now, if Jesus Christ has played his role, what about you? Have you played your role? You want to receive blessing, that is why you're here. You want to receive your deliverance, that is why you're watching us, viewers. You want to receive something from God, that is why you are here. You are listening to this message. But people of God, how many of you will really receive from God? My brothers and sisters, remember, you have a role to play that God will not come down from heaven to do it for you. You simply have to do it by yourself. You have a role to play. Someone say, I have a role to play. Yes. The man of God, Prophet T.B. Joshua, says that it is only the doer of the word that receives things from God. It is only the doer of the word that receives answer from God. My brothers and sisters, before we go further, I need to give you a clue so that you can make it in today's challenge. Once again, the name of today's challenge is the Love Challenge. Someone say the Love Challenge. Yes. The clue is that as a Christian, no matter the situation that you are facing today, no matter the problem that you have today, let us always remember that you should not see your situation as a personal challenge, but it has to be a challenge to your faith in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, because when we begin to see our situation as a personal challenge, you know what is going to happen now. You will begin to become super sensitive. Any little thing that hits you, you will spark. Am I right? Yes. I want to describe this very well, and I want everyone to understand this very well. So I have a diagram for you today. Okay, so this is the Love Challenge diagram. You know, when you are offended, you will first of all see yourself here on an intersection. You know, intersection is like when you are in a train station or when you're in a bus stop, you will have to choose your direction. Am I right? Can you just take any train to reach where you want to go to? Can you just take any train without looking at the direction?
No.
It is not possible. So you will have to pay attention to the direction very well before entering the train or the bus or the plane or whatever. Am I right? Yes. So here we go. When you are offended, many times, if something just hits you a little, you will begin to be annoyed. You will begin to be angry. Who is she to talk to me like that? Huh? How many of you have thought that? Huh? How many of you have that kind of thought before? Uh-huh. Who is she to talk to me like that? Does she know who I am? Does she know how I feel? You begin to consider so much on how you're doing, how you're feeling, and how you're treated. She treated me like a rubbish. That's not right. You begin to feed on that offense. You begin to feed on that offense. Now you have the right to choose your direction. We have two different lanes here. We have the love lane over here, and we have the offense lane over here. So now it's all up to you. But most time, as people are expecting blessing from God, as people are expecting breakthrough from God, as people are expecting healing from God, they now forget. Forget about that thing. The fact is that she talked to me rudely, and I can't accept that. I'm very, very angry at the moment. Am I right? Yeah. I begin to feel an offense, and I begin to say, who is she? Who is she? I don't like her. Never in my life again I want to see her. You begin to develop hatred. As you continue to feed on that offense, you will begin to feed on offense, and you will end up in this stopover called hatred. In this period now, you begin to be annoyed for every little thing now. As someone greeted you, hey, good morning, how are you? Forget about that. Do you know what has been throughout today? Do you know what my day has been? You don't know. And you say, how are you? As if, are you making jest of me? You are not happy. You lost your joy. Am I right? Don't lose your joy, people of God. But you can't hear that word anymore. I have to lose my joy right now because this person is not right. You begin to feed that offense again and again, forgetting that the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is what? But just now, I just said that the joy has gone. Am I right? If the joy is gone, where is the strength, ma'am?
Sickness.
There is no more strength, but we will end up here in sickness. I have a headache. I've been thinking too much today. You don't know what you're thinking is not even making sense because you keep thinking of what happened even 7 days ago. Am I right? You keep that offense in your heart. You continue to feed that offense. Don't you realize that offense is the devil's instrument to blind you to the reality that you are a promised career? Tell your neighbor, offense is the devil's instrument to blind you that you are a promised career. How many of you believe that you have been created to be a successful person? That you are not supposed to be in the position you are today? That you need to be higher and higher? Am I right? Those of you who are sick, you're not supposed to be sick. You're supposed to be a healthy person. But here you are. You find yourself on a sick bed, many of you. And many of you, you still walk. You look like a strong person, but you're sick within you. Only you know. Am I right? My brothers and sisters, when sickness comes now, you can't think well. You keep thinking of your sickness plus that offense that that person did to you. Oh, you're not happy. You want to do business. You can't think. You want to negotiate. You can't negotiate. At the end of the day, you will end up where? Failure. This is the final destination. Death. Whereas when you are here, because your situation keep talking to you, because sickness keep talking to you, look at you now. You're not happy. Continue. You're not happy. And remember, you're still angry with that person. That hatred, remember? You know, that thing, that spirit continue to follow you. Which, at the end of the day, you can't even hear that God is still saying something in your situation. That God sometimes uses your situation to strengthen your desire for God. Sometimes God uses this situation to remind you where you are coming from. But instead of going back to where you are coming from, you remain there and you keep feeding on offense. At the end of the day, you find yourself finding death. Are you here for death, people of God? Here for death, people of God? Are you here for failure? Who is here for failure? Nobody wants to raise hands. But how many of you see that this has been your way of life, people of God? It is time to change your direction. Remember, the person most hurt here, you realize, is you yourself. You are the one suffering the consequence of that offense. You find yourself in prison, and you find yourself having failure and death in your life. The man of God, prophet T.B. Joshua, says, remember, when you are still here, offense in itself as an abstract phenomenon is not deadly. Look, listen to this very well. Satan is very trickish. Offense in itself, as an abstract phenomenon, is not deadly. But feeding on it in your heart makes it deadly. That's why you find yourself here. My brothers and sisters, I believe you are not here for death. Change your direction today. Look for another lane. Don't follow a fence lane. It is time to take a look at the love lane. People of God, this is the love lane. You cannot continue using the old approach to face a new problem in life. You have to change your direction. If you cannot change your situation, it is time for you to change your approach. Then go back to where you are coming from. Remember, when you are offended, offense is the devil's instrument. I'm not going for offense. Where are you going? You are going to forgiveness. Because you remember that forgiveness of sin strikes out the root of all pain. Apart from that, I need to forgive because I too need to be what? Forgiven. Who is holy here? No one is holy here. You need to forgive because you too need to be forgiven. People of God, Love is the opposite of offense. When you love, you forgive, because real love forgets wrong. Real love what? Forgets wrong. You don't want to continue feeding on that offense. Refuse it. Although, when you are offended, obviously, thoughts of holding an offense may come and persist in saying, but if you refuse to put them into words or action, offense will die unborn. People of God, I know it's not easy to do this. Sister, do you know how difficult it is for me to forgive? You just don't know. That is why you talk like this. You just don't know how much that woman has cost my life. You just don't know what he has destroyed in my life. He has destroyed my entire life, my children and everything. I'm left with nothing. Everything I see is destruction. Well, it's still up to you. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke chapter 17. Sorry, you're going to stay there longer. Turn your Bible with me to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, let us read verse 1. And here is the word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come. Listen to that. Things that cause people to sin are bound to come. But woe to that person through whom they come. From this scripture, we realize that whether you are right or wrong, you have no right to hold an offense. People of God, you have no right. You just have no right to hold an offense. And one more thing, when love, like this person, he is on the love lane. He is taking the love lane. So when love is placed in his heart, then offense by this side must be displaced, because a man cannot look at two different directions at the same time. Is it possible for you to look at two different directions at the same time? You can't. You just need to focus where you are going to, because broken focus is the reason why men fail. Am I right? People of God, you begin to realize that it is time for you to change. There is no need to hold an offense, because God is love. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 that God is love, and whosoever abides in love abides in God, and God where? In him. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, when God abides in you, when the love of God abides in you, that's we call Christian. That's why we call the person Christian, because a Christian is known by his or her what? Love. People of God, as you forgive, forgiveness of sin strikes out the root of all pain. Forgiveness of sin strikes out the root of all poverty. Forgiveness of sin strikes out the root of all disappointment in life. And because you keep feeding on that love in your heart now, as you continue feeding on that love in your heart, you will harbor here in mercy and favor of God. When you forgive, you receive mercy and favor of God. The mercy and favor of God will follow you throughout your life. Am I right? Remember, in mercy, God has called you and blessed you. In mercy, God has called you and saved you. In mercy, God has called you and delivered you. In mercy, God has called you and brought breakthrough into your life. Here we go. This is it, people of God. Are you here for breakthrough? How many of you are here for breakthrough? How many of you are here for breakthrough? Look, it is time to stop the offense. It is time to stop the anger. It is time to stop the hatred and begin to love. People of God, are you ready to take this challenge? Yes. asking you, are you ready to take this challenge? How many of you are ready to take this challenge? Someone say the love challenge. My brothers and sisters, it is time to show love. Remember, we don't just expect things from God. We have a role to play. Do something good that can be a reflection of your love for God. People of God, thank you very much. And you can put it on the floor. You can put it on the floor. Leave it. Yes. Here is your love challenge. This is our life. Now it is all up to you. It is all up to you. Which lane are you taking? Are you taking the offense lane? Are you taking the offense lane? People of God, obeying God, let me tell you, at first seems to be very hard. But until you know that what God is asking for is for your own good, then that what makes it easy. Amen? People of God, are you ready to take this challenge? I said it earlier that beyond this challenge lies the promises of God. Oh, sisters, thank you so much for helping me. You can take your altar fruit. Put your hands for them. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Are you taking this love challenge?
Yes.
Are you taking this love challenge?
Yes, I am.
Wow, put your hands together for Jesus Christ. This is the love challenge. Anybody can stand in this love challenge. I am taking this love challenge. What about you? I don't know about you. Here I am. Here I am. I'm standing on the love challenge. Are you there? People of God, before you get so excited, let me remind you of one thing. You know, life is all about choices. Now you have to choose which direction are you going to take. Are you going to take the love lane? Or are you going to take the offense lane? I want to advise you to take the love lane. This is the direction that God wants you to go. People of God, check yourself right now. You know, if you look at yourself very well, you know that there is something in your heart. That unforgiving spirit in your heart must go before God can bless you. Remember? When love is placed in your heart, unforgiving spirit should go where? Must be displaced. It must be displaced. The two of them doesn't share the same apartment. The two of them are not sharing anything in common at all. So it's time for you to kick the other one out of that house. Okay? People of God, are you ready to kick them out? Are you ready to kick them out? I want you to rise on your feet right now. Look, begin to think right now. Begin to think. Whatever barrier that may stand between you and the Spirit of the Father, right now begin to remove it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever barrier that stands between you, between your heart, between your spirit and the Spirit of the Father, that must be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. That barrier may be offense. That barrier may be anger. That barrier may be hatred. That barrier may be unforgiving spirit. Whoever the person is right now, begin to release forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever barrier that stands between you and the Spirit of the Father, let it be removed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever barrier that stands between you, between your heart, between your spirit and the Spirit of the Father, let it be removed today in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray in your heart, O Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. Oh, Holy Spirit, take more of me and give me more of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, If you truly mean what you just said to God, you must be free in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are free, then you are definitely ready to receive whatever you are here for, whatever that you have been praying for. Amen. People of God, I want to encourage you. Choose the love lane today. Don't take offense. Don't hold an offense anymore. Offense is certainly not the way of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So people of God, I want to leave you here in faith. And definitely, I can't wait to see you again with your mighty testimony from the Love Challenge today in the name of Jesus Christ. I can't wait to meet you again to listen to your mighty testimony from today's Love Challenge in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless His word in the midst of your heart in Jesus' name.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me.